Hello, welcome once again to Leto's Law. I'm Steve Leto. Today we're going to talk about fireworks and how the fireworks experiment in Michigan proves how stupid politicians are. And I know many of you are saying, Steve, proving how stupid politicians are really shouldn't take up an entire podcast. Well, I personally think it's worth looking at because the fireworks situation in Michigan is a great example of what's wrong with our political system. Okay, just bear with me on this one. In about 2010 or 2009, I was living in a town and I had a house that was in a neighborhood. I wasn't like out in the country, but I wasn't in the inner city either. I was in an area of subdivisions and so on. And shortly after I moved in one summer night, I realized that some knucklehead about 200 or 300 yards away from me as a crow flies, but like around the corner and down a little street, apparently was buying fireworks in industrial quantities. And I know this because once the sun went down, the fireworks would start going off and they would go off until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And it was clearly some drunken yahoos who just, they couldn't have had jobs because people like me who had jobs were trying to sleep. And so one evening I went out and I actually figured out where the house was and I got the address. And from that point forward, if they're blowing off fireworks past midnight on a weekday, you know, just Thursday in June, okay, I would call the police and I'd say, hey, I'm sorry, it's me again, but the people over on such and such are doing, yeah, it's okay, we'll send the car out. And they'd send the car out and it would stop. Next day, sundown, boom, start all over again. And, you know, guys who served on U-boats in World War II would often be underwater with a destroyer going back and forth over them, dropping depth charges. And the question always was, how many depth charges do they have? Will they run out eventually? I mean, eventually they've got to run out, right? A destroyer can only carry so many depth charges. And then, of course, what happens is when one destroyer runs out and they know the boat's still down there, they bring in another destroyer and it starts all over again. But my hope was these people have got to run out of fireworks eventually, don't they? No. It was just every single day, every single evening. And, you know, I had the dogs at the time. I had a job. I'm trying to sleep. And you wonder, like, what's wrong with somebody? Like, they have a mental problem. If they actually, and I'm not talking about firecrackers and bottle rockets. I'm talking about the big, I don't know where they're buying them because at the time, it was difficult to find these kinds of fireworks. But I can tell you something that was happening. And that was in the summertime prior to this. You'd often see little stands pop up along the sides of semi-major roads, and there'd be little tents selling fireworks. And here's the thing. Prior to 2011, the law in Michigan was confused because it was passed by legislators who didn't think things through very carefully, and they actually made it illegal to light off fireworks, but didn't make it illegal to sell them or buy them. So you'd have these stands up and down the road, and as the time progressed over the years, the stands would get larger, and the stuff they were selling got larger. And I remember at first walking up to one of those stands years ago and seeing they were selling, you know, Black Cat firecrackers, okay? And, okay, firecrackers, I mean, that's something, but three blocks away, a firecracker's not going to wake you up. And then, of course, as more time went by, they start getting these rockets that are this big and the Roman candles that look like a mortar, and I mean, I think they're actually selling things called mortars. And so the fact of the matter is that these people who live a couple blocks away from me are finally buying the industrial grade stuff. And it's, like I said, keeping everybody awake. I probably wasn't the only person calling the police. And so one election year, a local politician said, hey, Steve, can I put a lawn sign on your lawn? And he came by and he knocked on my door. And I said, yeah, let me ask you a question. I go, can I, you're running for office. Can I ask you something? He goes, sure. And I go, do you ever hear fireworks going off at night? And he goes, yeah. And I go, you understand it's illegal, right? And he goes, I haven't really looked into it. And typical politician. And I said, well, trust me, I'm an attorney. I go, the law in Michigan is weird because you're allowed to buy fireworks. You're allowed to sell fireworks, but you're not allowed to use them. I go, that's the dumbest loophole of all time, because if you go into the tent where the guy's selling fireworks along Dixie Highway and say, you know, I'm curious, are these things legal? The guy will look at you and go, yeah, they're legal as long as you don't use them. And so everyone knew that. And so the politician who's standing on my front porch, whose name I won't say because he's evil, he goes, well, so why don't the police enforce the law? And I go, well, two reasons. One is, to enforce that law, a police officer's actually got to see the person putting the match to the fuse. If for instance, after someone calls and says, hey, these people are lighting off fireworks, when the police show up, there's 12 people standing around, all of them drunk, but they're not driving. And the cops walk up and go, hey, we got a complaint about noise. And they're like, oh, okay, we're not doing anything here. And of course, there's all kinds of litter over the ground from all the fireworks. But since they didn't see anybody ignite anything, no one can be arrested or ticketed. And so I'm here to tell you, in 27 years of practicing law in Michigan, I've never even heard of anybody who was ticketed for lighting off fireworks. So I'm talking to the politician on my front porch, and I go, dude, the obvious solution here is to close the loophole and say you're not allowed to buy or sell them either. Why do you allow the purchase or sale of something that's illegal to use? It doesn't make any sense. I go, so just close the loophole by repealing the section of the law that says you're allowed to buy and sell these things. And he goes, oh, hey, that's interesting. I'll take that in, you know, but I can put the sign in your lawn, right? And I said, yeah, sure, go ahead, put the sign in your lawn, in my lawn, because, you know, you appear to have paid attention to my story. So shortly after he goes to Lansing, the state legislature overwhelmingly passes a law to allow the use of fireworks. So they said you're already allowed to buy them. You're already allowed to sell them. Now you can use them. And I wanted to drive to Lansing and punch the guy in the face because he got elected after I let him put a sign in my front yard. And instead of doing what I'd suggested, he did the exact opposite. He was one of the knuckleheads who voted in favor of this. So in case you're curious, in 2011, a guy, I'm not gonna say his name, but a former state representative from Roseville, different politician than the one on my front porch, introduced legislation that permitted the sale of more powerful fireworks in Michigan and allowed for their use. It's generated loud criticism across much of the state, of course. As an online petition drive to repeal the law gains momentum, agitated residents from all over the state say they marked another Independence Day weekend in neighborhoods that sounded like a war zone. So this is an article from a little while back, but pointing out that when this law went into effect and people realized how bad it was going to get, it was immediately one of the most unpopular laws ever passed in the state of Michigan, okay? And I've spoken to people in different places all over the state. My brother lives up north. I live down here. We've compared notes. And he actually said to me, he goes, Steve, he goes, the first 4th of July weekend after that law was passed, he goes, I would have sworn I woke up in the World at War series episode on Stalingrad. And he goes, just it was constant, just boom, 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 all day long, all night long, all the next day. And so a lot of people thought, well, maybe this is just because it's a new and unique thing. Maybe it's just happening now because, you know, people weren't allowed to do this openly before and now they can. Well, here we are in 2019 and things haven't gotten any better. And so here's the funny thing. When they introduced the bill to legalize this, the excuse they used was, well, right now we're not making as much money off of sales tax as we could if we openly said you're allowed to use these things. Well, the interesting thing is those stands up and down the highway should have been paying sales tax on anything they sold already, right? Right? In other words, enforce the tax laws. Don't say you can blow the stuff up. In fact, if you can get people to sell the stuff and not use it, that'd be the perfect solution as long as you're raising the taxes off of it. But, so, according to the people in Lansing who want to talk about how good this is, they go, sales in Michigan have shot up dramatically from $17.5 million in 2013, 2 years after the law went into effect, to $26.4 million in 2014. But that's the gross sales. The state doesn't get to keep that money. They get to keep the sales tax off that money. So how much money did the state of Michigan make by legalizing industrial-grade fireworks so knuckleheads three blocks away from me can keep everybody in the neighborhood awake for some dumb reason on a Thursday night in June? Well, fees collected by the state from fireworks sales jumped from $674,000 in 2013 to $1.9 million last year. $1.9 million. And you go, wow, Steve, that's a lot of money. $1.9 million going into the state coffers, as they say. $1.9 million. Woo! How do we spend $1.9 million? I'm making fun of the number for a reason. Let's put that in perspective. As anybody who watches Seinfeld knows, or as anybody who lives in Michigan knows, Michigan has got a bottle return law where you put a deposit of 10 cents on a bottle of soda, or pop as we call it, and when you return the bottle to the store, you get your 10 cents back. And in case you don't know, that law was implemented in an attempt to get people to not throw the bottles out the windows of their cars or to throw them in the garbage and go ahead and go to a landfill. You can argue all you want about how worthwhile that law is, but the law is there. And one of the things that people pointed out is that when the bottle returns don't happen, that is, I take the bottle of pop, drink it, and somehow I lose that bottle and it never gets returned. The 10 cents for that bottle that got collected by the retailer, if it doesn't get claimed, gets sent to the state of Michigan, and they keep 75% of the proceeds, and they return 25% to the retailers. And there's a whole process by where, you know, that happens. And so that 75% of the unclaimed bottles in Michigan goes into the state fund the same way that the money from the sales of fireworks goes in to the state fund. So remember the number I was making fun of a moment ago was $1.9 million. $1.9 million. That's the money the state gets. And they're basically saying, look, we don't care that citizens across the state hate this law. Citizens across the state want to kill each other because of this law. And citizens across the state overwhelmingly want to repeal this law. We're getting $1.9 million out of it. That's worth it to us. Guess how much money they get from unclaimed bottles in 1 year? $25 million. Okay? I could do the math, but it's about 12 times as much money is made each year from unreturned pop bottles than is made from the sales taxes and fees off of fireworks. Okay? And here's the thing. When the bottle return law was passed, people freaked out and complained. Said, "Oh my gosh, we got to do this." Well, actually, bottle return laws, number one, many states have got them, and Michigan's had them on and off over the years. I remember when I was a little kid finding bottles that had, you know, the 3 cent return on them, and actually returning them for 3 cents because back then, 3 cents is a lot of money. But now, the state and the legislators, in their infinite wisdom, are saying, "Well, we can't touch this process with the fireworks because we're going to make $1.9 million off of it. That's a lot of money. Unless you compare it to the $25 million you get off of bottle returns." Okay, so most Michiganians, and that's the word I choose to use, and I believe it's correct, most Michiganians would gladly give up that $1.9 million in exchange for just having some peace and quiet. Okay, so I'll have you know that they are currently now talking about changing the law in Michigan. Because what happened was some legislators realized that this was going to be unpopular to allow people just blowing off fireworks, you know, willy-nilly. And so when they passed the law in Lansing, they also said, oh, by the way, local municipalities can't outlaw this. This is like a state right you have. It's almost like a constitutional right, your right to blow stuff up anytime you want. Which is really weird to me, because it seems to me that if you look at the Constitution of the United States and how it lets states have their own rights, I would think that cities and municipalities within a state should be allowed to self-regulate to some extent. They shouldn't be allowed to, you know, be crazy about it, but they should be allowed to enforce things like noise laws, wouldn't you think? And the legislators who passed the fireworks law actually said local municipalities cannot outlaw this. They can't. You have a God-given right to blow stuff up, okay? Well, that was really unpopular, And after, among other things, mayors of big cities complained and said, we want to do something about this because it's getting out of control. People who don't even know where Stalingrad is on a map know what it's like to have been there. Okay, I made that up. But they're now thinking about passing legislation to ease us up a little bit. And this is from the local recent newspaper, but rattled Michiganians, I translated that word from Michiganders, could get some relief from commercial-grade fireworks during some state holidays under a bill passed by the State House of Representatives on Thursday. This is from the Free Press. Under current law, commercial-grade fireworks can be shot off on 30 days of the year, which surround national holidays. Under the new bill, that number is reduced to 12 days, and communities could pass ordinance that limit fireworks to just those days. So the days you're talking about are the exempt days. In other words, today is, you know, it's a day in January. I could go out today and just blow stuff up, okay? Fireworks all day long. Now, a community, if they wanted to, could pass a law and say, you know, you can't blow stuff up in January except around the holidays. And so they're writing into the law all of the holidays that are like sacred for fireworks. So if you live in one of these communities and you have fireworks you want to blow up, doesn't matter what the local community wants to do, they can't touch fireworks on certain days. But on certain days, they can touch the fireworks and forbid them. But this is how it works. So while the current fireworks law generally allows fireworks to be set off until 1 a.m., the new bill says that communities could pass ordinances that cut off fireworks after 11:30 p.m. But a local city and municipality cannot forbid the use of fireworks before 11:30 on certain days. The sponsor of the bill says, we've been hearing from a lot of our communities that while there are a lot of folks who like to shoot off fireworks, there are a lot of folks who don't like the fireworks. It's not balanced like that. For every idiot out there who's blowing off fireworks at 1 o'clock in the morning, there are 100 people who want to kill that person. It's not 1-to-1. It's 100-to-1. And the amount of hatred that's between those two numbers is huge. There's nothing more divisive on our landscape at this time than this, pretty much, at least at the state and municipal level. The legislature has been trying for years to amend the 2012 law that allowed Michiganians to ignite commercial-grade fireworks in neighborhoods. After the pyrotechnics went on for weeks, the legislature acted in 2013 to pare back the number of days that fireworks could be lit to 30 days. So in other words, they said municipalities can limit fireworks except for on these 30 days. Yeah, because I'm sure most of us have 30 holidays a year we want to go out and blow stuff up, right? Quick, name three. Well, my family's always celebrated Christmas with fireworks. I'm joking. Dozens of bills have been introduced in the last 5 years trying to restrict fireworks even further, but nothing substantive has passed. The current bill that got passed, which is House Bill 5939, passed on a 92-17 vote. Yes, 17 people were against the restrictions. This is the problem. We elect people to go to our state capitals and pass laws. And then people don't even pay attention to what they do to realize there's 17 people who actually said, no, you shouldn't be allowed to restrict fireworks any further. This is really good. Go find those 17 people, park in front of their home on a public street, and blow stuff up when they're trying to sleep or trying to have a family dinner or trying to do anything. And see how long it is before they change their vote. The person who introduced the bill said, we've seen a lot of other bills introduced and they've gone nowhere. This bill, which if passed and signed into law, would go into effect before the 2019 fireworks season, which by the way has already begun. There's no season. It's not like a fishing season. Like, oh, the fireworks are here. Now, the fireworks season begins on January 1 and lasts until December 31st. The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration, where it'll get passed by a non-unanimous vote because some idiots in the Senate don't understand how much people hate this. So here is what they're going to get it down to if this law passes. And by this, I mean they still cannot ban this. So your holy period of fireworks use from midnight to 1 a.m. on January 1st. I mean, let's face it. I might forget it's New Year's unless my neighbor's blowing stuff up. Also, the Saturday immediately preceding Memorial Day until 11:30 p.m. Because you all know that Memorial Day is a Monday, but really we like to celebrate that on Saturday. This is just stupid. The Friday and Saturday immediately preceding July 4th until 11:30 p.m. So if July 4th is a Thursday, about 6 days and 5 days earlier, you can blow stuff up until 11:30 p.m. And no one can stop you. And then, of course, July 1st to July 4th until 11:30 p.m. And theoretically, they could make it illegal to blow stuff up after 11:30 on July 1st, 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, but not before. And then, of course, the Saturday immediately preceding Labor Day, because, of course, we all want to go out and celebrate Labor Day. You know, Labor Day's a Monday. And I'd like to go out and blow stuff up on Saturday, because that's the high holy day in my family, is the Saturday preceding Labor Day. And as you know, the most significant thing you can do on Labor Day is blow stuff up. Don't get me wrong. Believe it or not, when I was a kid, I played with fireworks. And I'll admit, even back then, they weren't legal. Probably not. I'm not 100% certain on that. But the point of all of this is that no one wanted this bill passed except for a very small minority of people who like to blow stuff up. Okay? No one wanted this. But when somebody said, we can make money, let's pass a law and start taxing this stuff. Nobody said, but wait a second, why aren't we taxing it already? But with the flawed reasoning that we can tax it and make money, well, they then began taxing it, where they then, like I said, raised $1.9 million, which is a drop in the bucket, like I said, because that's about 1/10 or 1/15 of what they get off the bottle returns every year. It's just stupid. But once this thing's in place, they don't want to repeal it, so they just start restricting it. But the point is that if your community got together and voted a referendum where 100% of the voters came out and 100% of them voted and said, we want to ban these high-grade, industrial-grade explosives on these particular days before these certain times, they're not allowed to, because the state legislature in Lansing says you can't. And they say you can't because, well, some people like to do this, according to the people who passed the law. And yes, it is one of the most unpopular laws in the history of Michigan, and I am convinced that this is the best evidence, this is proof, that politicians are stupid, they're greedy, they don't care what their constituency thinks. The only time they ever even pretend to care is when they're standing on your front porch saying, can I put a lawn sign on your lawn? Oh, you have a concern? Let me hear it. And then, of course, you run off to Lansing and do the exact opposite of what everybody wants. And you say, oh, but people like this. And we're going to make $1.9 million from it. And it's like they can't even do basic math. So that, my friends, I know it's a bit of a long rant, is my argument that politicians are stupid, are greedy, and the proof is the fireworks laws in Michigan. Questions or comments, as always, shoot them my way. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.